It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Northland College announced last week that it will close at the end of the school year because of the financial challenges of declining enrollment and rising costs.
The small liberal arts college in Ashland has operated for over 130 years with an emphasis on environmental education.
It's a big loss for the region, leaving a legacy of the sustainability initiatives and research it has championed.
Peter Annan is director of the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College, author of two books, The Great Lakes Water Wars and Purified, How Recycled Sewage is Transforming Our Water. Peter, thanks for joining us today. Peter, are you there, Peter? Okay, Peter, I think we've got you now. Hi.
Good to be with you again, Rob. Thanks.
Northland College's financial troubles, we've been hearing about this for some time now, at risk of closure for about a year now. What was your reaction, though, when the final word came from the Board of Trustees?
Yeah, it's just absolutely devastating, Rob, as you might imagine. So, we had a close call last year, as you know, and we almost closed. And, we're all hoping for the best, but it's still devastating.
Now, of course, there's a couple hundred students who won't have graduated by the end of this school year. What do you know about the college's efforts to help them complete their college education?
Yeah, so the total focus now of the entire community at Northland is helping students that aren't graduating teach out to other schools in the region and around the country, and then also, helping our seniors to graduate.
And then there are, of course, faculty like yourself and staff at Northland. Obviously, a big blow to all of you there. What is there any kind of help that Northland College could do for people looking for their next steps?
I mean, the Board of Trustees said that they're going to try and help people get jobs. But I think that if you have any employers listening to the program, there's about 150 faculty and staff up here who are incredibly hardworking, incredibly dedicated, who are open for work, whether it's remote or otherwise. So that's something for people to keep in mind.
And Peter, you work, of course, in environmental sciences, and Northland was an early adopter, as I understand it, of an environmental focus in education. Can you talk a little bit about that history?
Yeah, we were one of the first academic institutions of higher learning that embraced the environmental focus. And with the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute, and just the whole philosophy here has been that orientation for many, many decades now. And others have followed that lead, but it's unfortunate that that wasn't enough for us to make it through the demographic shifts that are in the country today.
Right. Northland College, not the only college facing that demographic shift you just mentioned, fewer potential students to enroll, other financial issues. Do you worry about not just Northland, but about that class, that quality of small liberal arts colleges in places around Wisconsin and around the country?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I went to large institutions. I went to UW-Madison and Columbia University, but that's not for everyone. And these intimate classes that we have here, that experience can be really transformative to a lot of students. So hopefully others can soldier on in our absence.
This will leave a gap, of course, for the community in Ashland and the surrounding area. What have you seen the impact of Northland College on that local community?
Boy, I don't know. It's hard to think about, frankly. When you've been part of a community for more than a century, it's hard to imagine just how devastating things can be. A lot of our alumni graduates have stayed in the area. They formed their own businesses. They've worked for federal and state agencies that are quite populous up here, and how that will change the fabric of this amazing community in coming years is a really big question.
We're talking about the closure of Northland College coming up at the end of this school year and its environmental legacy. Peter Annan is with us, director of the school's Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation. I want to turn to your research in particular, Peter. We've talked to you some about that here over the years on Wisconsin Public Radio. Talk a little bit about the kind of work you've been doing at the Center for Freshwater Innovation.
Yeah, so the center is really unique in that we have a science side and we also have a communication and a policy side. And the idea is for students who are interested in communication and policy to be better literate, specifically in science, and then for the science students who come through our center, be really good communicators and have a really strong ability to translate that science into public policy and speak better to average citizens, you know, elected officials, et cetera. And it's been really a magical combination. We have a super popular summer internship program, and we have students lined up again for this summer, despite the closure. We can talk about that a little bit more. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and it's a great community and sort of a sub community within the environmental focus of the overall institution here.
Yeah. Do those students still get to do that internship this summer?
Well, yeah. So I guess the big news is that the Burke Center has been contingency planning for the closure of the college for several months. And so as a backup, we formed a 501c3 nonprofit that has a little bit different name, the Burke Center for Ecosystem Research, which we're now in the process of launching. And we are prepared to provide the same internship experiences for students this summer through the nonprofit that we have provided for many, many years through Northland College. And so, yeah, it's exactly the same work. We've got $1 million in grants that we're managing. These are real grants for real research. So these students aren't, you know, filling up coffee and things like that. They're out in the field, they're getting wet, they're getting muddy. And if they're on the policy and communication side, they're working with me and my research about water and other issues. So yeah, it's, we are geared up to have a seamless transition for our students, which is where we're hyper-focused right now, as I mentioned earlier.
What are some of the focuses of that research now that you've been doing under the auspices of Northland College and then in the future with this revamped Burke Center?
Yeah, so some of our signature programs on North Fish Creek here in Shawamigan Bay area of Lake Superior. We have a long-term program led by our Associate Director, Great Lakes, Matt Hudson, that's focused on restoration and sediment reduction in North Fish Creek, which is a major contributor to sediment plumes out in Shawamigan Bay. Last year, the Department of Natural Resources asked us to help with the outbreak of Eurasian water milfoil on the Turtle Flambeau Flow. It's the seventh largest body of water in the state of Wisconsin. So we've been really working hard with the property owners and the county, Iron County, and the DNR on that project. We're part of a team of algal bloom researchers looking at these alarming spate of algal blooms that have been occurring on the south shore of Lake Superior in recent years. So yeah, a lot of cool work like that. And then on the inland lakes, in addition to the Turtle Flambeau flowage, we have a long-term monitoring buoy system on the Lake Namacogan chain, one of the signature lakes of northwest Wisconsin. And of course, my work will continue on the global water crisis, looking at water scarcity in the Sun Belt and around the world and how that may or may not impact the situation here in the Great Lakes region.
And you mentioned advocacy for water. Is that something that's going to continue in the new Burke Center, or is it going to focus more on the research side of things?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. So we're actually not advocates. We do the science, mm-hmm. and then the advocates can pick it up from there. We're a nonpartisan center now, and we plan to be a nonpartisan center in the future. What's different is that we changed the name from just water to ecosystem research so that our faculty colleagues here who are working on terrestrial things, forestry, wildlife, other areas would be welcome to consider joining the Burke Center and continue to pursue the amazing and important environmental research that they're doing here in Northwest Wisconsin and beyond.
Northland, of course, closing your center. We'll keep going on in this new form. Do you see, with all the students that have come through Northland over the years, a lasting impact on the environmental ethic and sustainability in the U.S., even after Northland College closes its doors?
Yeah, I mean, the alumni are still out there. They're absolutely killing it in terms of, you know, this kind of environmental work. They're in federal agencies around the country, even around the world, working on this kind of thing. And so The college will close, but that community is still out there for generations to come. And that is really an exciting thing to think about. And they're going to continue expanding that environmental ethic again, around the country and around the world.
And as you get through the already scheduled internships for the summer, are you in the new Burke Center going to be looking for ways to bring, I don't know, high school students or college students from other institutions into those internships and train them in that hands-on work?
Yeah, so our current model has been, to have mainly Northland students as our interns, but now we're going to pivot and spread the word to other institutions that these internship programs are going to be continuing. Super competitive, really, really fun programs. And that's the major shift in our model, is it will be fanning out to other institutions to recruit our interns for the future.
And you mentioned at the outset devastating news when you heard that the trustees decided, yes, they were going to close Northland. Now you've got a couple months of a school year yet under this shadow. What's the mood? What are you hearing as you talk to students and colleagues there?
The mood is grim, I have to say. The mood is definitely grim. And as soon as this interview is over, I'm going to walk into to my class and try and help the students deal with this devastating news, but also really encourage them not to let this derail their plans. They need to stay with it. They need to stay in college. They need to go out there and change the world and not let this devastating situation own them heading off into the future.
And is there any thought of celebrating the legacy and the 100+ years of Northland?
It's a great idea. We're still kind of reeling from the shock, but that's a really great idea, Rob. Maybe you can come and host that for us.
Give me a call. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today. Best to you and your
right.
students.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Peter Annan, director of the Mary Griggs Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation at Northland College. He's with us today to talk about the legacy of environmental research at Northland, which announced last week it will be closing at the end of the school year. If you are connected to Northland College Now, member of the community, faculty, student, or an alum, tell us your thoughts on this. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.
Coming up on Wisconsin Today, researchers are now forecasting a big jump in the number of dementia cases in coming decades.
By 2060, every year they expect 1 million new cases of dementia.
A memory care doctor explains some of the reasons why. That's ahead on WPR News.